Hello and welcome. This is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Now there's a question that is one of those very important questions to answer in life. What can I do to have the Almighty love me? Said the Vilna Gaon, the Almighty loves those who constantly find merit for others. Let's understand this. Ask any parent. They want people to be good to their children. They want people to see their children in a positive light. A new parent is going to show their baby to everyone. Oh, isn't my baby cute? Isn't this wonderful? And a child, young child, says something that's cute, says something that's intelligent. Parents are proud, repeating it over. Parents want other people to see their children in a positive light. The Almighty is our Father. And therefore, He wants everyone to see the good in His children. And by finding merit, that means we're always judging other people. We're judging what a person says and what a person does. And we always have a choice of direction of judgment. One direction is, what's wrong? What's wrong with this person? What does this person have? What did they do wrong? And condemning. The other way is finding merit, judging favorably. First of all, the realization, you never know. You never know the whole story. You never know everything that happened. So judging favorably. And the Almighty judges us measure for measure. In Hebrew, it's called midah keneged midah, measure for measure. If you knew that you're going to have a judgment in a court, and this judge is going to find out how you judge other people. If you judge people favorably, you'll get judged favorably. If you judge negatively, you'll get judged negatively. It'll be easy. You'll be saying, well, I have to find what's good about people. I have to find what's doing right. I have to realize I never know the whole story because I might think that someone's doing something that's clearly wrong, but let's find some merit for the person. Let's see with a good eye. Now, some people are really concerned. Well, if you're just going to see the good in people or see just the positive in people, won't that blind you of what's negative, what you have to watch out for? The answer is could. The other way is also a problem. Person always sees the negative, doesn't it blind you of the positive? So we need to have chachma. We need to have wisdom. We need to have intelligence. And the sages say, who is a wise person? One definition of wise person is seeing the outcome. So definitely we can't ignore the negative. But the key element, what is our focus? And that idea, not to judge someone until you reach their place, say the sages. Don't judge somebody who reached their place. There's a few ideas here. Go to that person's place. Go over to the person. Try to find out more of the whole situation. But no, I'm always missing factors that would change the picture. That should reverberate in our mind. I'm always missing factors. Let me find a way to judge favorably. And this is a thought that we do before Yom Kippur in the holiest of the holiest days. Right, there's a prayer called Nidre. And there's a verse that the congregation says that the Almighty should forgive everyone because everyone sinned unintentionally. So the question is, what do you mean everybody sins unintentionally? Don't some people know they're doing wrong? Don't some people realize it's wrong what they're going to do and do it anyways? My father heard from his great teacher, the late Chafetz Chaim, very saintly, great, elevated soul. The Chafetz Chaim used to say, no, if we really know something's wrong, we won't do it. What happens, we rationalize, we justify, we don't totally realize what we're doing when we do something wrong. And that's, we're finding merit for other people. And that's how we start off the Yom Kippur, finding merit. And therefore, by finding merit, like you're saying, dear Creator, my Father, my King, you're also the Father and King of everyone else. And therefore, I want to find merit of your children. And that's the way to get the Almighty says, you're good to my children, and I'll be good to you.